Now that the winter is upon us, one of the most noticeable characteristics of the winter is that the nights are very long. And like the Gemara tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the moon, which is a euphemism for the night, in order to learn. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create longer nights in order to sleep more. The body only requires a prescribed amount of sleep, and that doesn't change per season. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make nights longer? Perforce, says the Gemara, is only to learn. That's the point. So now, many people, during the winter, they find themselves, even though the nights are longer, but they find that they are limited in the amount of times that they have to learn. So the Poskim discuss if a person is limited to a very short amount of time to learn, what is it that a person should focus on? You can't do it all. Halevai that a person would have enough hours to cover as much ground as possible in different facets of Torah. But if a person doesn't have that opportunity, what should he do? So this is actually spoken about by the Shach and Taz and Prisha in Yoreh De'asim Anush Membav, as well as the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Nun He, who brings them down la'alacha, which is that if a person only has time, a person should try to focus as much as possible on halacha psuka, which means we are in this world, olam ma'aseh, a person has to know what is the halacha in all the different circumstances of life. Shabbat, you know, Orach Chaim, Tzitzit, Tefillin, Shabbat, Mu'adim, these are things that happen all the time. Person has to know what's mutar, what's asur, what's chayav, what's zakai. Halacha psuka. Whereas, obviously, it's important to make headway in Shas and Poskim, to learn Shas, but not everybody has the time to do so. So if a person can, or if a person, even for those who are learning Daf Hayomi, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu has a tshuva in Yechaveh Da'at where he says, just learning the Gemara, Daf Hayomi, for however long each day, half an hour, 45 minutes, even an hour, that's not enough for a person to fulfill his obligation of Talmud Torah. He writes that a person doesn't fulfill his obligation until he actually learns halacha every day. We say that every morning. Now, if a person learns the Gemara and derives the halachot from within the Gemara, that's excellent. But otherwise, a person should be focusing as much as possible his efforts in taking out some Gemara and obviously a little bit of Musar every day, because without learning Musar, a person can revert back into behemah status. A person can regress into acting like a behemah. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us the same way as he did the behemoth. The only difference is that he infused us with Nishmat Chaim. If a person doesn't nourish that Nishmat Chaim with Torah Ma'asim Tovim, so slowly but surely the person regresses into his natural behemah form. That's exactly what the Zohar HaKadosh says, that if you don't feed the neshama with Torah, the neshama leaves. The neshama leaves the body, and a person is just left as a behemah. That's Zohar HaKadosh Meforash. So it's very, very important to feed the neshama the Torah that it needs, just like we feed the body with the food and drink and sleep that it needs. Baruch Adonai la'olam, amen, 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 amen